Well, we thank the Lord for the opportunities we've had to be together this weekend.
我们感谢主为着这个周末我们能够聚集在他的面前。
I believe in the days that we're living in,
我们相信在我们今天所生活这个时代
where there's such a battle against the testimony of Jesus.
为着主耶稣基督的见证有许多的征战。
It's more and more essential in these days for us to seize upon each opportunity we have.
在这个时代更重要的是我们能够抓住每个机会能够来到他的面前。
And to take advantage of every opportunity we have to be together in the presence of the Lord.
为着我们在每次能够聚集在他的同在当中我们感谢他。
There is the blessing of enjoying each other's fellowship.
为着我们弟兄姐妹们能够彼此聚集交通我们感谢他。
But that only just is a small portion of it.
但是这只是那个中间的一个部分。
Because the true blessing is being in His presence.
因为那个真实的祝福乃是他的同在。
Hearing His voice and encouraging us on in these last days.
听见他的声音就能够在这个末后的时代使我们鼓励。
As we've been together in these times, we've been looking at the life of Paul.
我们这些天聚集当中，我们一同来看保罗的一生。
Not focusing so much upon his teaching,
并不是仅仅要看他的教训
but looking upon his life.
乃是要看他的生命。
Toward the end of Paul's life, there was a couple of times he shared a testimony.
在保罗生命末后的时代，他末后的时期，他分享了几个见证。
One of these, if we could turn to Acts chapter 26.
有一个我们是可以在使徒行传第26章看见的。
Paul has been arrested and he's standing before King Agrippa.
他在亚基帕王前被囚。
Paul has shared his wonderful testimony of how the Lord captured him on that road to Damascus.
保罗这时候已经分享到神在大马色的路上是如何抓住了他。
And how the Lord had revealed to Paul the very heart of God.
神把他自己的完全的心意向保罗启示。
The heart of Christ in the church.
乃是关乎到基督和教会的心意。
And as Agrippa was challenging Paul.
这时候亚基帕王在对保罗有个挑战。
Paul ends his testimony in verse 19.
保罗在第十九节说到他的见证。
By sharing, consequently, King Agrippa, I did not prove disobedient to the heavenly vision.
他说亚基帕王啊，我故此没有违背那从天上来的异象。
What the Lord had revealed to Paul.
因为神已经向保罗启示。
God's very heart of Christ in the church.
神的心意乃是基督和教会。
Paul was testifying that through all that he'd been through,
保罗所经历的所有这一切的经历
He had not been disobedient.
他没有违背从天上来的这个异象
Paul, he was continuing on in his course.
当保罗继续行走他的路程的时候
And at the very end of his life, he has another testimony.
在他生命的末后他还有一个另外一个见证
If we look at 2 Timothy chapter 4,
我们要看提摩太后书第四章
This is the last writing of Paul.
这是保罗最后的一个书信
He's writing it to his spiritual son Timothy.
他乃这里边是写给他属灵的儿子提摩太。
Paul is in prison. He knows that he's ready to be martyred.
保罗这时候在监狱里边知道他就要为主殉道了。
And he's passing on these precious words to encourage Timothy.
这时候他把这些非常宝贵的话语要传给提摩太。
And in chapter 4, Paul reflects back upon his life.
在保罗在提摩太书第四章后书第四章回想他的生活
As we look at verses 6 through 8
我们看第六到第八节
He said For I am already being poured out as a drink offering The time of my departure has come I have fought the good fight I have finished the course I have kept the faith In the future there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness Which the Lord the righteous judgeWill award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing.
我现在被交奠，我离世的时候到了。那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。从此以后，有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按公义审判的主，到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也要赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
Let's have another word of prayer.
我们再有些祷告。
Lord, we do continue in a spirit of worship and adoration in thy presence.
主耶稣，我们愿意继续在敬拜的灵当中来交通。
Lord, as you have given us this table to remind us weekly of thy death.
我们感谢你每周把桌子放在我们面前来提醒我们你的死。
And it is a great privilege to take of that, pointing us forward to your soon return.
这是何等的特权，我们能够来到饼杯桌子面前纪念你的再来。
We're thankful too that you have given us your word.
我们感谢你，你把你的话语也赐给我们。
We're thankful for the Holy Spirit that brings these words that are written on a page to life in our heart.
我们感谢主，圣灵把这些话从书面能够进到我们的生活的活的里边。
The Lord, we come in a continued spirit of looking off unto you.
我们继续在这个灵中来仰望你。
And we testify that you alone have those words of eternal life.
我们要证明你只有你才是这些话的真实的生命。
And so we look to you, Lord, to take these words that are written on a page.
所以主耶稣，我们求你把这些话从这些字面上。
And through the enabling power of your Spirit, cause them to be living words within our heart.
借着圣灵的大能，把这些话来做工在我们生命的真实当中。
Lord, we can go on and on about the great need we have for you.
我们实在是一直要来到你面前说我们需要你。
But the great testimony we have is that every need and every provision is found in Christ Jesus.
但是一个伟大的见证是我们每一个需要都在你里边有预备了。
And we offer ourselves unto you this morning.
今天早晨我们把我们自己再次献在你的面前。
Gathering together declaring that Jesus Christ is Lord.
当我们一同聚集的时候，我们要宣告耶稣基督是主。
Knowing that this is still called today and you're still speaking to us.
趁着还有今日，你要对我们说话。
We would say, Speak, Lord, thy servants are listening.
我们向你说，主耶稣，请说，你的仆人静听。
In thy name we pray.
奉你的名祷告。Amen.
Amen. Paul said he was not disobedient to the heavenly vision.
保罗在这里面说他没有违背从那天上来的异象。
What was this heavenly vision?
这个天上来的异象是什么呢?
In a very simple way, it was Christ and his church.
一个非常简单的方法就是说基督在他的教会里。
In the days we're living in, we love to make things complex.
在今天我们所生活的时代我们要把很多事情变得复杂。
We have phrases like the heavenly vision.
我们有天上来的异象这样的说法。
God's eternal purpose.
神永远的旨意。
And we see at times there's a tendency to make this complicated.
有的时候我们有一个倾向要把这些事情变得复杂。
But the Lord is calling us back in these days to a simplicity.
但是主耶稣在这个时代要把我们回归于简单。
And what Paul saw in the simplest way.
但是保罗在这里面所看见的是一个非常简单的道路。
Was Christ and his church.
那是基督和他的教会。
He saw that within God's heart.
因为他看见在神的心意当中。
God had brought about this beautiful birth of the church.
神把教会这个美丽的诞生放在我们中间。
And then within the brothers and sisters that were gathered together,
在这些弟兄姐妹们的聚集当中,
Christ desired to be all and in all.
基督要成为一切又在一切当中。
At times we can have a tendency to separate Christ from the church.
有的时候我们的倾向是把基督和教会分开。
And that leads to great tragedy.
那就会带来一个何等大的悲剧。
Because Christ is the church.
因为基督就是教会。
When we're speaking of the church, we're simply speaking of the corporate expression of the life of Christ.
当我们提到教会的时候，我们是讲到这个基督团体的彰显。
When we remove Christ from the church, we have a cult.
当我们把基督从教会里挪开的时候，那就是邪教。
When we're using this term, the church, we're speaking of that corporate expression of the body of Christ.
当我们提到教会的时候，我们乃是提到基督借着这个团体的彰显。
And this is what Paul saw.
这是保罗所看见的。
Paul, who was actually persecuting the church.
保罗当时他在逼迫教会。
He was determined to destroy the testimony of God.
他在心中定义要消灭教会神的见证。
When he was on that road to Damascus.
当他在大马色的路上。
By God's grace and mercy.
但借着神的恩典和怜悯。
God knocked Paul off of his high horse.
保罗把他从那个高的马上打下来。
And he showed him his very self.
他把他自己向他显现。
Brothers and sisters, in the days we're living in,
弟兄姐妹们，在我们今天所生活的时代，
some of us need to get knocked off of our high horse.
有的人，我们中间有些人要从背马上被打下。
We think too much of ourselves.
因为我们想自己太多了。
Paul thought he was serving God.
保罗当时想他在服侍神。
But he was actually against him.
但实际上他在反对神。
Who are we serving in these days?
今天我们在服侍谁?
Are we serving our own selfish desires?
我们是不是在服侍我们自己那个自私的愿望?
Do we have some religious concept that we're serving?
或者是我们服侍一些关于宗教的概念?
Or are we serving the living God?
还是我们在服侍那位永活的神?
This is the reality that impacted Paul's life.
这就是那个真实要使保罗的生命得改变。
And when it impacted his life,
当这些改变他的生命的时候
It totally transformed him.
乃是完全地改变了他的生活
From then on, Paul was a captured man.
保罗就成为一个被捆绑的人。
And he wasn't living for himself anymore.
他就不再为自己而活。
He was living for the one who loved him and died for him.
乃是为他爱他，为他受死那位而活。
And but Paul wasn't living it just for himself.
保罗不再是为他自己而活。
He was jealous that the life of Christ would be expressed among the people of God.
他乃是就为着神的生命，主耶稣基督的生命为在他儿女当中彰显而热心。
He saw the great desire that God had.
他看见了神心中那个伟大的盼望。
To have a people conform to the image of his son.
乃是他一众人能够被磨成他儿子的形象。
And this was what constrained and captured Paul.
这个捆绑了也限制了保罗。
And it's essential in the days that we're living in.
今天我们生活的时代这是何等的重要。
That the reality of this truth be captured in a fresh way within our heart.
愿今天这个真理能够在我们的心中有一个真实的有一个新鲜的捆绑。
That we simply not be those who can go around talking about the doctrine or the teaching of the church.
我们就不再是一群人只会讲一些道理和经义。
But the reality of the church would touch our hearts in a fresh way.
乃是教会的真实要在我们心里边产生一个真实的果效。
And we could see the infinite preciousness of that to the Lord.
我们就会看见在那个是在主里边是何等无限的宝贵。
Paul wrote of this preciousness in the letter to the church in Ephesus.
保罗在以弗所书里边把这个宝贵写出来了。
He said, Christ loved the church and died for her.
他说基督爱教会为教会舍己
that he could present to himself a glorious church
他可以把教会作为一个荣耀的教会现象
without spot or wrinkle
没有瑕疵没有斑点
this had captured Paul's heart
这个抓住了保罗的心
and this was governing his life in a very real way
也在真实的方面主宰了他的一生
and we, so as we look at Paul's life
当我们看见保罗的一生的时候
We're, as we said, we're not talking so much about his teaching.
我们说到我们不会谈到许多他的教训。
But one of the things as we start looking at his life,
当我们看见他生活里边这些实际的时候
is we see that his life is his teaching.
我们看见了他的生活就是他的教训。
The things that he shares are his very life.
他所分享的就是他的生活所活出来的。
Because the message, we can have a messenger.
我们可以有一个 传递信息的人
And he can deliver a wonderful message.
他可以传很奇妙的信息
But what validates that message?
但是是什么能够证明他的信息呢
The life of the messenger.
是这个传信息人的生
命 When that message is reality.
当这个信息成为实际的时候
And the message and the messenger are one.
当这个信息和传递信息的人成为一的时候
This is what God is after.
是神所寻找的
As we look at the various servants of God throughout the Bible
当我们看见圣经里边所记载神的那些仆人的时候
You see the message and the messenger were one
你看见了那个信息和那个传递信息的人是一
Jeremiah, he had a great burden upon his heart
耶利米在他的心中有一个沉重的负担
But that message was his message
但是他那个信息就是他的信息。
He had been captured by it.
因为他被这个信息所抓住。
All each prophet was there and it was captured by this message.
每个先知都被他们所传递的信息所抓住。
The servants of God, they're captured by this message.
神的使者要被他们所传递的信息所抓住。
Have we been captured by that?
我们是不是被这个所抓住了?
Tragically within our lives.
实际上在我们中间在我们的生命当中很悲剧的事情是。
So much of what we talk about.
我们所传的
And so much of the way we walk
和我们所行走的方法
can be very different.
是有的时候是非常不一样的。
God's desiring that our talk and our walk be the same.
神所盼望的是我们所传的 和我们的生活是一致的。
Let's be clear.
让我们非常清楚地说。
In Paul's life, the Lord worked in a very progressive way.
神在保罗的一生是一直在进步的在他身上工作。
It wasn't instantaneous for Paul.
不是一个马上就立刻就实现的事情。
He saw something in part.
他是一开始的时候看见一部分。
But as he pressed on,
但他继续向前努力
he saw more.
竭力追求的时候他看见更多。
And that the more he saw, the more he wanted to press on.
他看见更多使他能够继续竭力向前追求。
It's the same way in our lives.
所以我们的生活当中也是一样。
We see an aspect of Christ.
我们看见基督的某个方面。
And we press on to that.
我们就竭力去追求。
But then we see there's much more.
但我们看见有更多。
We're never perfected upon this earth.
我们没有完全在这个地方。
But we're still pressing on.
但我们要进去竭力追求。
And allowing the Lord to conform us to the image of his son.
要允许神把他自己的儿子磨成在我们里面。
When Paul saw the Lord,
当保罗看见神的时候,
when he was encountered by the Lord, when, in that road to Damascus,
当他在大马色的路上遇见主的时候，
his whole perspective, all of his priorities of life were changed.
他所有的观念和他生命的优先次序完全的改变了。
Before this encounter with the Lord,
在他遇见主之前，
according to the standards of the world, Paul had a bright future.
就这世界的标准，保罗有一个非常光明的前途。
He had a great heritage.
他有一个非常好的传统。
With that Greek education,
非常好的教育。
With his Roman citizenship,
他是罗马的公民。
Even within the religious world, being a Hebrew of Hebrews and a Pharisee,
甚至在宗教的世界当中，他是希伯来人的希伯来人。
He had so much before him.
是法利赛人，在他前面有很多的事情。
But when he encountered the living God,
但他遇见了这位永活神的时候，
he said, "I counted it all as rubbish."
他说，我把这些都看作粪。
That I might know him.
我要为了认识基督。
All of his priorities of life were changed.
他生命所有的优先次序完全的改变。
Before that encounter, Paul had a knowledge of the Lord.
在遇见主之前，保罗只是对主有知识。
But he didn't really know him.
但他不是真正的认识。
He had known about him.
他知道关乎他的事情。
But now he knew him.
但是现在他认识他。
And his whole perspective of life was changed.
他生命所有的观念完全的改变。
And we're thankful how as Paul got away with the Lord, in a quiet place with the Lord,
我们感谢主，保罗就来到了一个非常安静的地方和主同在。
The Lord revealed more and more of himself to him.
主就把他自己更多的向保罗显现。
And during our times together, we've been looking at three lessons from Paul's life.
在我们这些天里边，我们看从保罗身上学了三个功课。
Now in no way are these three extensive lessons from his life.
当然这三个功课不能完全概括他的一生。
There are many lessons from Paul's life.
因为在保罗的生活当中我们可以学到许多的功课。
The Lord used him in many wonderful ways.
因为神在许多方面非常奇妙的使用他。
But there's just three aspects that we've been looking at together.
但是在我们聚集当中我们只看了三个方面。
That first aspect, it was the very foundational aspect within his life.
第一个方面乃是他的生活里边非常根基的一个方面。
Paul was brought to a place of seeing the absolute necessity of an intimate relationship with the Lord.
保罗被带进一个光景当中，他看见与神有一个亲密交通是一个非常必要的根基。
Paul saw that he had to come to know the Lord in an intimate way every day of his life.
保罗看见了在他的生活的每一天他需要来到主的面前和主有亲密的关系。
Now, when we say this, we're speaking of something far more than just a quiet time in the morning.
当我们谈到这个亲密的关系的时候，我们所说的乃是远超过早晨在主面前安静的时间。
Even though that's an aspect and part of it,
实际上那是当然是这个亲密关系的一个部分。
But it's a life that we're brought into, an intimate, abiding life with Him, whatever circumstance we're in.
乃是到提到我们的生命和他时常的连接。是在生活当中的每个方面和他连接。
Through this intimate relationship that Paul had with the Lord,
借着这个与主之间亲密的关系，
he came to know him.
保罗开始认识神。
He came to know his voice.
他可以听见神的声音。
He came to know his ways.
他知道他的道路。
And he could distinguish between the things that were of the Lord and the things that were not.
他就可以分辨什么是出于主的，什么不是出于主的。
When certain assemblies were attacked by the enemy,
当有的教会被仇敌攻击的时候，
Maybe another gospel was coming in, a heresy was coming in.
也许是另外一个福音，也许是一个异教进了这个教会里面。
Because Paul knew the Lord,
因为保罗认识主，
he could distinguish between the things that were him and the things that were not.
他可以分辨什么是出于主的，什么不是出于主。
And how in these days that we're living in, we need to know the Lord so that we can distinguish these things.
我们今天所处的这个时代，我们更需要认识主，所以我们可以分辨什么是出于主的。
There's many things out there today in the name of the Lord.
今天在我们所处的时代有很多是奉主名来的。
Christian this, Christian that.
说这个是基督徒，那个是基督徒。
The name is thrown around so easily.
是大家非常容易的轻易的就把这些名字甩出
来。But do the eyes of our heart know what's of him and what's not of him?
但是我们心灵里边的眼睛是不是能够分辨什么是出于他的，什么不是出于他的？
Paul had this foundational truth within him that held him all the way through.
保罗在这边他有一个根基的认识，所以使他能够一直往前。
That at the end he could testify, I have fought a good fight.
所以在他生命快要结束的时候，他可以见证说我已经打那美好的仗，我已经打过了。
The Lord held him through this.
因为神保守了他。
And the more that Paul entered into this intimate relationship with the Lord,
当保罗越多的进入这与主之间这个亲密的关系的时候，
We start to see the second aspect of Paul's life.
我们看见了保罗生命里边的第二个
of how Paul was captured by an insatiable desire for Christ. A desire that could not be satisfied by anything else except Christ. And even when he touched Christ and was satisfied for that moment, he saw there was so much more. And he was wanting to be pressed, he wanted to press on. Paul had many accomplishments in life. His missionary journeys. He wrote many letters to churches. But he was never content with that. He was always wanting to know the Lord more and more. And we see that he, as he was pressing on by this insatiable desire, that regardless of the circumstances that he was in, sometimes he was in very pleasant circumstances. Sometimes he was in extremely difficult circumstances. Sometimes he was with just a handful of believers. Other times he was with a law in the front of the whole city. But we see how Paul was faithful in whatever circumstance he was in. And he was also jealous that the brethren would enter into this also. And this leads us to our third lesson today. As Paul saw the necessity of that intimate relationship with the Lord, and as he had that insatiable desire for Christ, Paul also came to learn of the infallibility of Christ. That infallible one, the one who never fails, the one who never makes a mistake, the one who's always on time. Sometimes we think his timing is off. We don't understand some of his ways. But Paul came to see that his timing was perfect. He never makes mistakes, he never fails. Paul came to know this. And it was regardless of the faith, regardless of how the brethren acted, whether the brethren were faithful or unfaithful, Paul knew that the Lord was there and the Lord was faithful. But how did Paul come into this reality? This reality of knowing the infallibility of Christ was not something natural within Paul. But this was something that Paul learned from Christ. Turn back over to Philippians chapter 4. You might notice that during our times together, we've been in this book of Philippians quite often. This is a very personal book of Paul's, revealing his heart in a wonderful way. And those that are studying Paul's life, they find this book a great treasure. In chapter 4, Paul is sharing a testimony. If we look at chapter 4, verse 11 through 13,
我们要看第四章第11到13节,
Paul testifies, not that I speak from want, for I have learned to be content in whatever circumstances I am. I know how to get along with humble means. I also know how to live in prosperity. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of being filled and going hungry, both of having abundance and suffering need. I can do all things in Him who strengthens me.
我无论在什么境况都可以知足，这是我已经学会了。我知道怎样处卑微，也知道怎样处丰富。 或饱足或饥饿或有余或缺乏随时随在我都得了秘诀我靠着那加给我力量的凡事都能
Now the circumstances in which Paul was writing
当保罗在写这封书信时他的光景是什么
When he said I've learned to be content in whatever circumstances
他说 我在每个情况下我都可以知足
We have to remember he was in prison at Rome
我们必须记得这个时候他在罗马的监狱里面
He was chained to a guard
他被绑在和那个兵丁绑在一起
And this prison that he was in
在他所蹲的那个监狱里
It was a horrendous place.
是一个非常可怕的地方。
Sometimes when we look at the prisons today,
今天我们看见这些监狱
where they have their own TV sets and their nice air conditioning and everything,
他们有自己的电视有空调的房间
it gets referred to as a country club prison.
可以说是一个好像是乡村俱乐部的监狱。
But this wasn't what Paul was in.
但这个不是保罗所待的监狱。
This was in a place where some people actually died because the rats ate them.
在那个时候很多人死了是因为老鼠吃了他们
Now that's really appetizing before we have a meal together
这个在我们吃饭之前讲这个
But we see how it was an extremely horrendous place he was in
我们看见他所待的那个监狱是非常可怕的地方
And he was chained physically to this Roman guard
他的身体被绑在罗马的兵丁上面
But in spite of that circumstance
但尽管是在这样的环境当中
He said I have learned to be content
他说我已经学会可以知足了
This wasn't something that was natural to Paul
这个对保罗来说不是一个天然的事
But as Paul was learning of Christ
但当保罗开始学习基督的时候
As he was a disciple in the school of Christ
当他在基督的学校里边成为门徒的时候
He knew of the all-sufficiency of our Lord
他知道我们的神是全有全丰的
Whether he was in a wonderful place abounding
他不论是处丰富的时候非常美好的地方
Or in a difficult place
或者是一个非常艰难的环境
He said I've learned this secret
他说我已经学到了那个秘诀
That in Christ I can do anything
因为在基督里我可以胜过一切
In Christ I can make it through this situation
在基督里我可以通过这一切的环境
This is what I'm talking about Sometimes we'll look at verse 13
有的时候我们要看一下第十三节
And we quote I can do all things in Christ who strengthens me
我靠着那加给我力量的凡事都能做。
And that could sound like a very nice poetic little phrase.
可以听上去好像是一个非常正确的一个说法。
But this phrase was coming from the pain and agony of suffering that Paul had gone through.
但是这句话是从保罗他所经历的各样的苦难艰难的环境里边所产生出来的。
This phrase is an example of when we're talking about his life and his teaching being the same.
这句话就是一个例子当我们提到保罗他的信师他的信息和他这个信息
He could testify of this because he knew of the reality
他可以这样见证因为他知道那个实际
And as he learned from the Lord was able to teach him
当他向主学习的时候主可以向他教导他
It's wonderful let me see in verse 11
在第十一节
He says, I have learned to be content in whatever circumstances.
他说我无论什么光景都可以知足了。
In English, that word to be is in the present tense.
在这个英文里边讲到是一个现代时。
Sometimes as we go through a situation,
有的时候当我们经历一些环境的时候
we can look back upon the situation,
我们可以回头看我们所经历的。
And say, oh, I'm okay now.
所以说现在没问题了。
Yeah, it was pretty chaotic back then, but now I'm at peace.
所以当时实在是非常的混乱，但现在我里边有。
But Paul is speaking in the very present tense.
但是保罗在这里边所讲的是现在时期，他正在经历的。
Not speaking of the past tense.
并不是说到过去。
Not even the future. Oh, if this comes along, I'll be okay.
也不是说到未来，说将来有这样的环境，我可以。
Right in the midst of the storm and the crisis.
乃是在那个暴风雨的环境当中，他可以这样说。
I am content.
我已经学会。
I'm at peace in the Lord.
我在主里边有了平安。
In the midst of the storm, how do we react?
在这个暴风雨的环境当中，我们怎样反应呢？
Because in the midst of a crisis, that crisis reveals their character.
但是在危机当中基督所显出来的是我们的个性
And it brings out what's really within us
是我们里边那个真实的光景被显明出来
And we see how Paul in the various circumstances that he was in
我们看见保罗在任何的环境当中
said I have learned to be content in whatever present situation I'm in
任何他所经历的环境他说我已经学会知足了
But also we have to remember that Paul was human
我们必须记得保罗也是人。
Paul, as we look at, we're going to look at some of the ways that Paul learned this lesson.
我们要学，要看一看保罗是借着怎样的方式来学会这些功课。
And as you look at these, we get to understand a little more of Paul the man.
当我们看见这些经历的时候，我们就更多的能够了解保罗这个人。
Look back at Acts chapter 18.
我们要回头看一下《使徒行传》第十八章。
As we look at Acts chapter 18, Paul is in the midst of a crisis in Corinth.
在这个十八章里边所记载的，保罗正在哥林多那边经历了一个危机。
The city has turned against him. His teaching has been rejected.
整个城市都起来反对他，他的教训也被拒绝了。
And Paul, the Lord speaks to Paul in a very specific way.
在这里边保罗神借着一个特别的方式向保罗说话。
In chapter 18, starting in verse 9,
在第十八章第九节。
And the Lord said to Paul in the night by a vision, Do not be afraid any longer, but go on speaking and do not be silent, for I am with you, and no man will attack you in order to harm you, for I have many people in this city.And he settled there a year and 6 months teaching the word of God among them.
夜间主在异象中对保罗说不要害怕只管讲不要闭嘴有我与你同在必没有人下手害你因为在这城里有我许多的百姓保罗在那里住了一年零六个月将神的道教训他们。
Sometimes when we look at these men in the Bible,
当有的时候我们看见圣经所记载这些人的时候
We think they're supermen and they never have any problems.
我们有的时候会觉得他们是超人没有任何的问题
In the midst of the situation here
在这边所记载的这个环境当中
Paul was afraid
保罗也害怕
And the Lord came and comforted him
主就来到他面前要安慰他
He said don't be afraid any longer
他说不要再害怕
I am with you
因为我与你同在
Those words resound throughout scripture
这些话在一直在圣经里边回响。
Do a word study sometime.
我们有的时候需要来查一些字。
Of how constantly from Abraham, Isaac, David, all throughout scripture, the Lord says, I am with you.
我们看见借着亚伯拉罕、雅各和大卫，圣经一直提到说，我与你同在。
That one little phrase.
就是那个非常短的一句话。
Emmanuel.
神与人同在。
God with us.
神与人同在。
This was what Paul entered into.
这是保罗所进入的实际。
It was a simple thing that God said to Paul.
是一个神对保罗说的非常简单的一句话。
He simply said, don't be afraid.
他说不要害怕。
There's only one reason not to be afraid.
只有一个原因你不要害怕。
Because I am with you.
因为我与你同在。
And brothers and sisters, Paul was learning of this reality.
弟兄姐妹们，保罗在这里边学到了这个实际。
I'm glad that the scriptures show us that one like Paul for at times could be afraid.
我们感谢神，因为圣经把保罗有的时候也害怕这件事情。
Because I know that each and every one of us at times in our life we face fear, something has gripped us.
因为在我们每个人的生命当中，有的时候我们会被恐惧所抓住。
And when we find ourselves in a place of being afraid, what happens?
当我们在这个恐惧当中的时候，会发生什么呢？
The enemy comes in and lies to us.
仇敌就会进来向我们说谎。
And he says, if you were a better Christian, you wouldn't be afraid.
他说，如果你是一个好的基督徒，你就不会害怕。
And if we listen to that, we can come under it.
如果我们听了仇敌这个谎言，我们就会失
败。No. But Paul was simply saying what we should say.
保罗就说了，我们也当说的这些简单的话。
In myself, I am afraid.
他说，借着我自己，我是害怕的。
But Christ.
但是基督。
But the Lord is with me.
因为主耶稣基督与我同在。
This is what Paul was learning.
这是保罗所学习的。
In myself, I can be afraid in situations.
借着我自己在某些环境当中会
恐惧。But we have the Lord with us.
但是主与我们同在。
And he meets us in the midst of those crises.
因为他在这些危机当中要遇见我们。
And we learn more of him.
当我们学习他更多的时
候。Maybe when we see that situation again.
当我们再一次进入同样的环境当中
We can testify as Paul, we have learned to be content in whatever circumstance.
我们就可以说我们在任何的环境当中我们都学会可以知足了。
This is a progression of learning in the Lord.
这是在主里边一个渐渐进步的一个学习。
And through the various experiences that Paul went through,
借着保罗所经历的各种不同的经历
the Lord was always there.
主一直与他同在。
We know the story of how after when Paul was a prisoner and he was on a ship going to Rome.
我们也知道保罗他是被囚在一个船上要到罗马去。
And in the midst of the storm, it looked like they were all going to be destroyed.
在那个暴风雨当中好像他们的生命都没有指望了。
Let's look over at Acts chapter 27.
我们一起来看一下使徒行传第27章。
As we see in the midst of the storm, Paul speaks up and encourages them.
我们看见这个在这个风暴当中保罗说一些鼓励的话。
And through Acts chapter 27 Acts 27:23.
我们看见27章的第23节。
He says, this very night, an angel of God to whom I belong and whom I serve stood before me saying, Do not be afraid, Paul. You must stand before Caesar. Because God has granted you all, and all those who were sailing with you.
在这些暴风雨当中保罗对这些人说因我所属所侍奉的神他的使者昨日站在我旁边说保罗不要害怕你必定要站在该撒面前并且与你同船的人神都赐给你了。
A different situation.
是一个不同的环境。
Paul was afraid.
保罗也害怕。
But God.
但是主神。
And what was Paul's testimony as he shared with these ones?
对保罗在这里边他的见证当他和这些人分享。
The God whom I belong to.
他说我所属的神。
Whose I am and who I serve.
是我所侍奉的那位神。
This is the one that came in and met us.
是他来到我的面前安慰我。
And has promised us a safe trip.
他向我们应许我们要有一个安全的旅程。
We know the story of how the ship wrecked and they were all saved.
我们知道这个故事的结束那个船沉了但是所有的人都得救了。
This was a learning process that Paul went through.
这是保罗在学习当中的一个经历。
And this is in the days we're living in, the Lord's wanting us to learn of him.
在今天我们所处的时代主也让我们向他学习。
Paul learned of the infallibility of Christ through the various experiences that he went through.
保罗借着他所经历的不同的环境学习到了这位主是一位绝对正确信实的主。
And it's the same way we learn.
也是我们所要学习的同
样。As we go through the experiences,
当我们借着经过这些经历的时候
we learn of that infallibility of the Lord.
我们就会学习认识到这位绝对正确的主。
Paul learned of that all sufficiency of Christ in every situation.
保罗认识到神在凡事上他是全有全丰的。
There's one of Paul's letters in particular that speaks of this learning.
有一本书特别的提到他这样的一个学习的方法。
It testifies of Paul learning of this all sufficiency.
他提到了保罗在这里面学习到主耶稣基督是那位全有全丰的神。
And it's a letter to the second letter to the church in Corinth.
乃是哥林多后书。
Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 3.
我们来看一下哥林多后书第三章。
Paul is testifying over and over again of learning of this all sufficiency of the Lord.
保罗在这里边一再的见证到他所学习到这位全有全足全丰的神。
If we look at 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verses 5 and 6.
我们看一下哥林多后书第三章五到六节。
Paul shares.
保罗在这里边分享到。
Verse 5, not that we are sufficient in ourselves to consider anything as coming from ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God, who also made us sufficient as servants of a new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life.
并不是我凭自己能够承担什么，我们所承担的乃是出于神，他叫我们所承担的新约的职事，不是凭着字句，乃是凭着经意，因为字句叫人死。经意叫人活。
Paul testifies we're not sufficient in ourselves.
保罗在这里边提到我们凭自己不能承担。
Now from a natural perspective, Paul could say in many ways he had a sufficiency within him.
作为一个天然的保罗来讲，他有资格说在很多的方面他可以承担一些事情。
He'd been trained in many ways.
因为他在很多的方面受训练。
But he put all that behind him.
但是他把这些都放在背后。
He was not going to rely upon that.
他不要靠着这些。
He said, my sufficiency is not of ourselves.
他说我能够承担的不是在我自己。
But our sufficiency is from God.
乃是在于神。
He's the all-sufficient one.
因为他是全有全足全丰的神。
And he's the one, his sufficiency is made of servants.
因为正是神的全能使我们成为他的仆人。
As the Lord has called each one of us into that service.
神今天也把我们每个人都呼召到这个服事当中。
Oftentimes we say, I can't do that.
有的时候我们说这个我没办法做。
And praise God, because you can't.
感谢赞美主，因为我们自己的确是
不能。But there's a sufficiency of Christ in you.
但是神他可以承担一切。
And when you find yourself in these difficult situations where you say, I can't do that.
当我们在任何的艰难的环境当中，我说我们自己不行。
Are we willing at that moment to deny ourselves and allow the Lord to teach us in that moment of His sufficiency?
我们是不是在那个时候可以要弃绝我们自己，允许神在那个时候向他显明他的全能？
This is what Paul was learning.
这就是保罗所学习。
More and more as he went through various situations.
越来越多的他经历更多的环境。
And he later on in this letter, look at 2 Corinthians chapter 9.
在他的后边的一些时候，我们来看一下哥林多后书的第九章。
To me, this shows us the comprehensiveness of this sufficiency.
这里边我们看见了这个全有全丰的这个全面性。
As we look at 2 Corinthians 9 verse 8,
我们看哥林多后书第九章第八节。
If I can pause for a minute,
我们可以来停，稍微停止一下。
This is a great verse.
这是一个非常美好的一节经文。
I know you're not supposed to, I guess all verses, anything written of God is great.
神所写的都是非常好的。
But take some time later on this day, this week, to meditate upon this verse.
但是我们需要在这周或者后边的时间里边。
Allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you the fullness of this verse.
愿神借着这节经文向我们说他的何等的丰满。
Let's read as I read it. 2 Corinthians 9:8.
哥林多后书第九章八节。
And God is able to make all grace abound to you, that always having all sufficiency in everything, you may have an abundance for every good deed.
神能将各样的恩惠多多的加给你们，使你们凡事常常充足。能多行各样善事。
Note the fullness, note the comprehensiveness of this verse.
我们看这节经文是何等的丰满。
He doesn't say that God just made grace, gave us grace.
他并没有仅仅的说到神只是给你恩典。
But he says God has made all grace abound to you.
乃是说到神将各样的恩惠多多的加给你们。
He didn't just give us a little.
不是仅仅给一点点。
There's an abundance there.
乃是讲的多多的。
All grace abounding to us.
各样的恩惠丰富的多多的加给。
And what is Paul speaking of here?
这里边保罗在说什么呢？
He's not speaking of grace as a thing.
他并不是讲到恩惠是一件事情。
He's speaking of grace as a person.
那里边所讲的恩惠是一个人。
We could say God has made Christ Jesus abound to you.
我们可以说神已经把耶稣基督丰盛的赐给我们。
That when?
什么时候?
That always, having all sufficiency in everything, you may have an abundance for every good deed.
是每个时候是各样的恩惠多多的加给你们便是在凡事上。
The Holy Spirit knows us so well.
因为圣灵实在是了解我们。
He knows how if he doesn't write out something in a full way, we'll find a loophole to doubt it.
因为他知道他没有把这些写得非常完全的时候我们就 中间找出一些漏洞。
But the Lord wants to close all the loopholes.
神就要把所有这些漏洞都补足了。
He doesn't want to give the enemy any ground to come in.
他没有给仇敌留任何的地位可以进入。
So he doesn't say, sometimes you'll have this.
他并不是说有的时候你可以有这个恩惠。
He says you'll always have it.
他说你永远一直要有这样的恩惠。
And again, it's all sufficient.
并且是各样的恩惠。
Not just for some things,
不是仅仅的一些事情,
but it's all sufficient for everything.
乃是他的恩惠是在各样的事情上显得
丰富。 And again, not that you will just have a little bit,
并不是仅仅一点点,
but you'll have an abundance for every good deed.
乃是多多的在每一件事情上加给你。
There's a fullness and the richness of Christ that we see in this verse.
这就是主耶稣基督他的丰满他的丰富。
And this is Paul's testimony.
这就是保罗的见证。
That through the various trials that he's been through,
借着他所经历的这些苦难,
his heart is overflowing, he can't find enough words to describe the fullness of this grace.
他的恩典在他的心里边满意, 他没有办法找到一些合适的词汇来描述。
And Paul is jealous that each and every one of us enter into this reality also.
保罗对着我们每位弟兄姐妹们也有这样的热心, 让我们进入这样的实际。
This next week when we're back at school, well, you won't go to school next week, you get a holiday. whenever you're back at school, whenever you're at work.
也许下一周我们这个假期结束之后，我们就回到学习和工作的地方。
And all of a sudden, you see an obstacle in front of us.
我们就有的时候看见我们前面有障碍。
Would this verse come to mind?
要这节经文能够来到我们的脑
中。That there's an abundant, all-sufficient grace to help us go through that.
神全有全丰的恩典要带我们进。
Learn the Lord in these situations.
我们要借着这些经历来学习认识主。
And this is what Paul did.
保罗就是这样。
We'll speak of some of those specific situations in a minute.
我们在接下来要谈一些个别的经历。
But as you continue on in 2 Corinthians,
当然我们继续来读哥林多后书的时候。
As we look over at verse 12, we see how the Lord spoke very specific, chapter 12, the Lord spoke very specifically to Paul.
我们就看见在第十二章保罗神对保罗有特别的
We know how Paul had this thorn in the flesh.
我们知道保罗他身上有一根刺。
And he had entreated the Lord three times to take it away.
他向主三次祷告要把挪出这
And then the Lord spoke in a very personal way to Paul.
保罗神在这里边接着向保罗有一个非常个人的
But this verse is always, is also speaking to us in a very personal way.
但这节经文也是对着我们每个人个人的。
If Paul has pleaded with the Lord to take this thorn in the flesh away,
保罗在这边求主把这根刺挪从他身上挪去。
What does the Lord say to Paul?
主对保罗说了什么呢?
And he said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for power is perfected in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will rather boast about my weakness that the power of Christ may dwell in me.
他对我说我的恩典是够你用的因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全
Paul,
所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱好叫基督的能力覆庇我
The Lord spoke into Paul's life
神向保罗的生活生命说话
And said my grace is sufficient
说我的恩典够你用
In this and every situation
在这个环境在每个环境当中
And in your weakness
是在你的软弱上
I will show forth my power
我要显出我的能力来
Now this verse is so contrary to the spirit of the age that we live in
这节经文和我们今天所生活这个世代的灵非常的抵触。
Within our environment we live, within school or within work.
在我们所生活的环境、学校和工作当中。
We can't show any weakness.
我们没有办法表明自己是软弱。
If we display weakness,
如果我们显出任何的软弱。
It's a contrary to the spirit of this age.
是和今天这个世代的灵相反的。
If you go to your boss,
如果你来到你的老板面前
He's given you an assignment.
他给你一个工作要做。
And you say, I'm not qualified to do this.
我说你跟他说我不合格来做这件事。
I don't know if I can do this.
我不知道我能不能完成这件工作。
But I'll pray and have the Lord enable me by His grace to do it.
我要向主祷告愿神能够使我能够做这件事情。
You'll be walking out the door pretty soon.
你就很快他就会让你走路。
There's such a contrast to this age.
这个时代实在是一个非常是一个对抗。
I'm a few years older than some of you.
我可能比我们中间有些弟兄姐妹。
But I can remember back when I first started working that humility was actually a virtue in business.
但是我可以记得当我一开始工作的时候这个谦卑实在是一个美好的品德在工作。
If you try to be humble today in business, they just walk right over you.
但是如果今天你在这些商业当中谦卑他们就会踩着你的身上。
It's tragic.
这是一个悲剧。
Yeah, and so, but we see how through this way that Paul was being dealt with.
但是我们看见了保罗竟是在这些环境当中受对付。
He learned of the all-sufficiency of Christ.
他从此也认识了耶稣基督的恩典是足够他用的。
How do we learn if something is sufficient?
我们怎样能够来学习这些恩典是够用的。
It has to be tested, it has to be proven.
必须经过检验必须经过证明。
Since we're in Seattle, I'll use Boeing as an example.
因为我们在西雅图我们用波音来举个例子。
They can sit in their offices and design a new airplane.
他们可以在他的办公室里边来设计一个新的飞机。
They can put it through all the simulation models and everything and all the computer dynamics of what about this thrust and what about this and will it work?
他们可以在这个计算机里边做各种的模拟试验，各种的动力的试验。
But how do they know if that plane really flies?
但是他们怎么能够知道这个飞机能够飞呢？
They have to test it and prove it.
他们必须要证明。
And if you've ever talked to anybody that's been on a test flight,
如果你和那些他们在这些是非的这些人员
It's not a pleasant little cruise.
并不是一个非常享受的一个飞行。
Just hope you never have to be on one.
我们希望我们都不需要在这个
Because they push it to the limits.
因为他要达到它的极限。
And in a controlled way, they actually try to go beyond what the limit is.
甚至有的时候要超过飞机能够承载的极限。
Is it going to withstand this going down?
是不是能够承受这样的一个极限的
Will it withstand this turn?
能不能承受这个转弯
Will it withstand this, all these different forces?
能不能承受各种各样的力
It has to be tested and proven.
必须要经过各种各样的检验。
And then they say, this is okay.
之后他们再说这个可以了。
And this is the way it is in our Christian life.
这是我们基督徒生活的。
We can study all of the theory and doctrine about Christianity.
我们可以学任何的这些理论和经义。
We can learn all about Paul's life and the life of Christ.
我们可以学保罗的一生，学基督的一生。
But how does it become real to us?
但是怎样能成为我们里边真实呢？
When it's tested and proven.
乃是要经过检验。
And this is what Paul is trying to encourage us with.
这就是保罗要鼓励我们。
I've tested this life, I've proved this life, and it's all sufficient.
他说我已经经历了，我已经证明了这个生命，他所给的生命是全主全。
Let's look at some more of Paul's testimony.
我们再更多的看一下保罗的。
Back in 2 Corinthians chapter 11.
我们要回到哥林多后书第11章。
We see some of the physical things that he had to go through.
我们要看见这边他所经历的这些身体上的难处。
And we have to remember this is the one...Because of that intimate relationship that he had with the Lord,
我们要记得，正是因为他跟主耶稣基督有这个亲密的关系。
Because he was captured by the love of Christ,
因为他神的爱已经捆绑了他。
He was able to go through this.
他可以经历这一切的困难。
Again, this is not just the poetic writings of Paul.
我们必须记得，这不是保罗所写的这些诗。
This is testifying of the reality of Christ.
乃是见证到基督的实际。
If we look at 2 Corinthians 11:23.
我们看第十哥林多后书十一章第二十三节。
Some servants, different ones had been challenging Paul.
有不同的这些其他的仆人挑战保罗。
In verse 23, he says, Are they servants of Christ? I speak as if insane. I far more. In far more labors, in far more imprisonments, beaten three times without number, often in danger of death, five times received from the Jews 39 lashes.
他们是基督的仆人吗？我说句狂话，我更是，我比他们更受劳苦，多下监牢，受鞭打多过重，冒死是屡次的，被犹太人打五次，每次四十减去一下，被棍打三次，被石头打一次，遭破船三次，一昼一夜在深海里。
This is one who was constrained by the love of Christ.
这是一位被神爱所捆绑。
He had an insatiable desire to know more of Christ.
他在他的心中有一个向主永不满足的渴慕。
And look at the path he had to walk.
但是我们看见他所走的路。
I'll guarantee you, brothers and sisters,
我向你保证，弟兄姐妹们，
that nobody has ever used these verses in a gospel message.
没有人在传福音的时候用到这些话。
Oh, you're sharing the gospel with your unsaved friends.
当你和这些没有得救的朋友传福音的时候
You gotta be saved.
你说你们需要得救
Let me tell you about this wonderful life.
我们要告诉你这个何等奇妙的生命
You'll go to prison, you'll be beaten, you'll be in chains.
你要进入监狱你要被鞭打被监禁
Don't you want to be a Christian?
你要成为基督徒吗
That's not a very popular gospel message.
这不是一个非常受欢迎的福音信息
But this is the way Paul learned Christ.
但是这是保罗学习经历基督的经过
As he continues in verse 25.
他第25节继续说
You know, three times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. Three times shipwrecked. Night and day I spent in the deep.Frequent journeys of dangers from rivers and robbers, my countrymen, dangers from the Gentiles, and on and on.
又屡次行远路，遭江河的危害，盗贼的危害，同族的危害，外邦人的危害，城里的危害，旷野的危害，海中的危害，假弟兄的危害。
This is one who could testify of the all-sufficiency of Christ.
这是那位可以见证神全有全丰全足的神。
But what brought the greatest pain upon Paul's heart?
但是什么使这些痛苦带到保罗心里
Well, in spite of all of these physical things that were going on, what was really concerning his heart?
所以借着这些所有这些艰难的环境，但他心中所最关切的是什么呢？
Look at 28.
我们要看第28节。
Apart from such external things, there's a daily pressure upon me for concern for all the churches.
除了这些外边的事，还有为众教会挂心的事，天天压在我的身上。
This is one who was captured by that heavenly vision.
这是那个天上的异象所抓住的那位。
He knew of God's jealousy for the church.
因为他知道神对教会的热心。
And that same jealousy had permeated Paul's heart.
那这个热心也进入了保罗的心里。
Paul wasn't focused and concerned about himself.
保罗他不是要把目光焦聚在自己身上。
But anyway, daily he was concerned about all the pressures that are upon the church.
乃是在每天的生活当中他为着教会众教会挂心。
Brothers and sisters, if we can capture this burden for the Lord's testimony.
弟兄姐妹们，如果我们为着神这个见证的负担所抓住。
One of the fruits of that,
其中所产生的一个果子是
it will revolutionize our prayer life and our prayer meetings.
要革命性的改变我们的祷告的生活。
And so if we don't have this burden,
如果我们没有这样的一个负担的话,
how can we pray for it?
我们为什么祷告呢?
But Paul had this burden.
但是保罗有这样的一个负担。
And we see through his various prayers his heart being poured out for the Lord's testimony.
我们看见他各种各样的祷告，他的心向神是交奠。
And not only these physical things that Paul had to go through, but many emotional problems.
不仅仅是这些外表经身体上的难处，乃是他心灵里边所经历的那些。
Look back at 2 Corinthians chapter 1.
我们再回头看一下哥林多前书后书第一章。
Again, we see this humanity of Paul.
我们看见了保罗的谦卑。
As we look at 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 8 and 9.
我们看第哥林多后书一章八到九节。
He said, For we do not want you to be unaware, brethren, of our affliction which came to us in Asia, that we were burdened excessively beyond our strength, so that we despaired even of life. Indeed, we had the sentence of death within ourselves, in order that we should not trust in ourselves, but God who raises the dead.
弟兄们，我们不要你们不晓得，我们从前在亚细亚遭遇苦难，被压太重，力不能胜，甚至连活命的指望都绝了，自己心里也是断定是必死的。叫我们不靠自己，只靠叫死人。
Paul was, I'm sorry. Paul was in a place of despair.
保罗在这里边是经历了何等大的痛苦。
This is the great apostle.
这是一个伟大的使徒。
Who does all this teaching.
他有很多美好的教训。
Who knows the Lord in a wonderful way.
他认识，他有一个奇妙的方法来认识。
And yet in himself he can say, we were in despair unto death.
这里边他说我们甚至连活命的指望都绝了。
But, there was a lesson he was learning here.
但是在这里边他学了一个功课。
They were learning that sentence's death was within themselves.
他说这个死是在我们自己心里的。
That they not trust in themselves, but in the Lord.
叫我们不靠自己。只靠叫死人复活的神。
Most of us, probably all of it, we're all so strong-willed.
可能很多人，可能我们所有的人都是一样，我们都是非常固执。
That sometimes we have to go through things in order that we can see we're not sufficient in ourselves.
有的时候我们需要经历了一些事情才知道自己是不足的。
That our trust would be in Him.
我们的依靠才能够放在神的身上。
But if we don't have that foundation of the intimate relationship with the Lord,
但是如果我们没有与主之间这个亲密关系作为根基的话，
and if we don't know He's a God of purpose,
如果我们不知道他是一个有目的的神的话，
when these trials of life come upon us,
当生活这些难处临到我们的时候，
we'll say it's too much.
我们就说这些太多了。
It's not worth it.
这些不值得。
I'm not going to go through this.
我不需要经历这一切。
But Paul was captured.
但是保罗是被囚的。
And that captured, constrained by the love of Christ enabled him to press on.
神的爱抓住了他，使他能够竭力向前。
And this is why we see all of these aspects and lessons we're talking about, they're interrelated.
所以我们看见这些所有的这些方面，实际上他们都是彼此连接的。
Later on in 2 Corinthians chapter 4,
在后边的时候，我们看见在哥林多后书第四章，
we see another aspect of Paul's testimony.
我们看见保罗他的见证的另外一个方面。
In verse 7,
的第七节
we see that some of the dealings that he had to go through.
我们看见他所经历的这些对付
But it was all with the purpose of learning that all-sufficiency of Christ.
都是为着那一个目的要经历神是全有全丰
That he could write of the infallibility of Christ.
他可以就可以写出来神是绝对正确
But we have this treasure in earthen vessels that the surpassing greatness of the power may be of God and not from ourselves. We're afflicted in every way.But not crushed, perplexed, but not despairing, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying about in the body the dying of Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. For we who live are constantly being delivered over to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So death works in us, but life in you.
我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。我们四面受敌，却不被困住；心里作难，却不致失望；遭逼迫，却不被丢弃；打倒了，却不被死亡。身上常带着耶稣的死却是基督耶稣的生显明在我们身上因为我们这活着的人是常为基督被交于死地使耶稣的生在我们这必死的身上显明出来这样看来死是在我们身上发动生却在你们身上发动
That earthen vessel is getting dealt with
这个里边这个瓦器被对付了
That earthen vessel is getting afflicted It's being perplexed It's being persecuted It's being broken
这里边这个瓦器经历了打倒经历了各样的患难经历了破碎
But it's all with purpose
但是为着一个目的
That the power of God can come forth
神的能力可以从里边被显明
In the midst of a crisis it's what's beautiful to watch certain believers
在各样的艰难的环境当中有的时候看见一些信徒他们的表现是非常美好的
Maybe as weYou look at the news last night, there were tornadoes, people killed in Dallas. People are killed in natural disasters all the time.
昨天晚上的新闻里边讲到那个龙卷风来到达拉斯那边有人就是死亡了。
But it's a wonderful testimony when you hear of believers.
但是当你听见那些信徒的见证是何等的美好。
Maybe they're knocked down, but they're not knocked out.
但是他们虽然被丢弃了但没有被打倒
They're there for that moment.
他们在那个时代时刻当中
Paul was in that prison in Philippi.
保罗这时候在腓立比的监狱
But in the midst of the earthquake,
在地震的环境当中
He wasn't in despair, he wasn't perplexed.
他没有害怕他没有惊慌
But he was there and he shared the gospel with that jailer.
他在那里边和那个禁足分享福音
Paul knew of the all-sufficiency of the Lord.
因为保罗认识到神他的全
And this training prepared Paul to face whatever was before him.
这样的训练使保罗能够面对任何的艰难的环境
And as we go through this training, the Lord is preparing us in these last days.
当我们经历这样的训练的时候神也在预备我们终结末世
We don't know what's before us.
因为我们不知道前面是什么
We don't know how much more difficult it will become for believers.
因为我们不知道信徒所经历的艰难是什么
We don't know if persecution will come into this country in a greater way.
我们不知道是否这些逼迫能够在这个国家临到信徒
But there's one thing we know.
但是我们知道一件事
We know him.
我们认识他
And we want to learn of his all-sufficiency now.
我们要在这个时候学习他的全足
So that we will be ready for whatever comes ahead.
所以不论任何的环境临到我们我们都准备好了
Because Paul had to go through some very difficult things.
因为保罗必须经历许多的艰难
And it wasn't just the physical things.
不仅仅是身体上的艰难
But I believe it was the emotional, the relationships that he had that really hurt him the most.
但我相信他里边的心灵里边和这些人关系上是让他非常忧伤。
Paul had shared and nurtured with so many believers.
因为保罗在那边分享和鼓励了许多的信徒。
We shared how those in Thessalonica he had labored amongst them.
我们看见了在帖撒罗尼迦他在那里边劳苦工作。
But as time went on, more and more turned against him.
但是时间过去的时候很多人就起来反对他。
But this didn't stop Paul from pressing on.
但是这个没有阻挡保罗呢他的竭力向前。
There was some that were co-workers with him that turned against him.
有的时候原来他的同工甚至起来反对。
There was one young man named Demas.
其中有一个年轻人他是迪马。
And he's referred to as Paul's fellow worker.
他曾经被称为保罗的同工。
Yet in 2 Timothy it says Demas has forsaken us and gone back to the world.
在提摩太后书里面说迪马离开了这个贪恋世界离开了我。
In 2 Timothy chapter 1 it says everybody's forsaken us.
在提摩太后书第一章里边说，所有的人都离开了我。
We look at that verse, 2 Timothy 1:15.
我们要看见看一看提摩太后书第一章十五节。
As he says, you're aware of the fact that all who are in Asia turned away from me.
他说你知道所有亚细亚的人都离开了我。
Now they weren't just turning away from him in a personal way.
这并不是仅仅是他个人的关系上的一个分
裂。But they were turning away from the very truth of what he had shared with them.
乃是和离开了他的教训和教训当中。
They were rejecting both the message and the messenger.
因为他们在这里边拒绝了这个教训也拒绝了。
As you look over at 2 Timothy chapter 4,
我们来看一下提摩太后书第四章。
In verse 16,
第十六节。
He says, at my first offense, no one supported me, but all deserted me.
说当我第一次申诉的时候没有人来。
But Paul, through the midst of many turning away from him,
在这个所有这些环境当中很多人离弃了保罗。
Was still able to write.
但是他还可以继续。
I fought that good fight. I have finished the race. I've kept the faith.
美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所以圣经的道我已经守住了。
We probably have some experience of knowing how difficult it is to continue on when those that are closest to us desert us.
我们可能有一些经历，那些跟我们最亲近的人离弃了我们，是何等艰难能够继续向前。
When ones turn away and all of a sudden are against us.
这些跟我们非常亲密的人突然间起来反对我们。
Paul had laid down his life for so many.
保罗把他自己的生命献给了许多人。
And they turned against him.
但是这些人起来反对他。
But he found the sufficiency of the Lord in every situation.
但是他在所有的环境当中看见神是足够的。
And he kept pressing on.
所以他就能够继续。
What was the secret? How was Paul able to do this?
他的秘诀，保罗为什么能够做这样的事呢？
In 2 Timothy, look back at chapter 1 at verse 12.
我们再回头看提摩太后书一章十二节。
He says, For this reason I also suffer all these things, but I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I am convinced that he's able to guard what I've entrusted to him until that day.
他说，为这缘故，我也受些苦难，然而我不以为耻，因为我知道我所信的是谁，也深信他能保全我所交托他的直到那日。
How was Paul able to press on through?
保罗怎样他能够继续竭力向前呢？
Because he knew whom he had believed in.
因为他知道他所信的是谁。
And he was convinced of who the Lord was.
他深信他知道主是谁。
Are we convinced within our hearts?
我们的心里面确不确确信主是谁。
Or is there an element of doubt?
或者我们里边还有一点点的怀疑。
Maybe we believe the Lord in certain situations.
我们是不是在某些的环境当中相信主。
But in our minds we start to say, well, if that happened, I don't know.
如果在我们的脑海里边有些怀疑说如果这件事情发生的时候我们就不确
定。 May we be convinced of the absolute all-sufficiency of Him for every situation.
愿我们都能够在每一件事情上确信我们里边所信的主是。
Paul was convinced of this.
保罗是有这样的确据。
And he writes again in 2 Timothy chapter 4.
所以在提摩太后书第四章。
But even though everybody had deserted him.
所以很多人都离弃了他。
What was his secret?
他的秘诀是什么?
In verse 17.
在第十七节。
He said, But the Lord stood with me and strengthened me in order that through the proclamation might be fully accomplished and that all the Gentiles might hear and I was delivered out of the lion's mouth.
唯有主站在我身边加给我力量使福音被我尽都传明叫外邦人都听见我也从狮子口里边被救出来。
Even though everybody had deserted him,
虽然每个人都离弃了他。
He knew of the reality, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me.
他知道那个事实是主站在他的身边加力量给他。
The simplicity of I am with you.
他是这个何等的简单就是神。
I am with you always, I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you.
神永远与我们同在他永远不离弃我。
Paul was convinced of that.
保罗在里面有一个这样的确据。
Are we convinced of that?
我们里面是不是有这样的确据。
And it's wonderful to see how the Lord, He uses different ones to even reinforce that.
我们看见神这何等奇妙的借着不同的人来强调
这一点。At times when Paul was in despair,
当保罗他经历这些患难
the Lord brought ones across his path.
神就把一些人带到他的路上。
Because Paul knew of the body of Christ.
因为保罗认识基督的身体。
And he could receive from brothers and sisters.
因为他可以从这些弟兄姐妹们中间得安慰。
As we're in 2 Timothy, look back at chapter 1 verse 16.
我们再回头看提摩太后书一章第十六节。
It speaks of one, Onesiphorus.
他这边提到一个人叫亚南瑟。
While Paul was in prison,
当保罗在监狱里的
时候, he sought him out and he refreshed him.
这些人就寻找他并且安慰他使他欢畅。
Who is this one?
这个人是谁呢?
We don't know that much about him.
我们并不了解他很多。
But he sought Paul out.
但是他寻找保罗。
And he was like an angel from the Lord.
他好像从神那边来的一个天使。
And he refreshed Paul.
他使保罗欢畅。
Paul could receive from the brothers and sisters refreshment.
保罗这里边可以从弟兄姐妹们那边接受帮助得以欢畅。
He wasn't so super spiritual. He said, just the Lord and me.
他并没有是好像一个超然属灵的说只有神和我自己
No, the brothers and sisters they ministered to Paul He received it and it encouraged him
不是的在这里面我们看见弟兄姐妹们来服侍保罗他也从他们得安慰
Again, look back in 2 Corinthians
我们再回头看哥林多后书
If we look at 2 Corinthians chapter 4
我们来看哥林多后书第四章
I'm sorry, 2 Corinthians chapter 7
我们要看第七章
2 Corinthians chapter 7Paul was in a place of, he was out of rest.
在这里边我们看见保罗在这里边他没有安息。
He was concerned for the brethren.
他在对弟兄姐妹们心里边负担沉重。
Look at how he describes himself in verse 5.
我们在第五节里边看他怎样描述自己的。
For even when in Macedonia, our flesh had no rest, but we were afflicted on every side, conflicts without and fears within.
这里边他说到我们从前是到了马其顿的时候身体不得安宁周围遭患难外有征战内有惧怕
The great man of God revealing to us the struggles that he went through
这里边我看见神伟大的仆人在表明他自己心里边的各样的征战
And again the Lord comforts him
但是我们又一次看见神安慰他
But how does the Lord comfort him?
神是怎样安慰他的呢
Look in verse 6
我们看第六节
But God who comforts the depressed comforted us by the coming of Titus
但那安慰丧气之人的神借着提多来安慰了我们。
There were times when the Lord met Paul directly, one-on-one.
有的时候神是在直接的遇见保罗是一对一的。
There was other times when the Lord met Paul through the brothers and sisters.
有的时候是神借着弟兄姐妹们来满足保罗的需要。
And Paul could receive that.
保罗可以从那边得到领受。
Sometime when we're going through a difficult situation,
有的时候当我们经历各种艰难环境的时候
receiving that comfort from brothers and sisters can be difficult.
接受弟兄姐妹们那个安慰好像是很难的。
But thank God, Paul was willing to receive.
但是感谢主保罗在这里面他愿意接受。
Through the vessel that God selected.
这是神所拣选的器皿。
Paul, it wasn't Paul, oh, I can be comforted by this one or that one.
保罗并不是他自己来拣选说我要得这个人的安慰那个人的安慰。
The Lord chose a Titus.
神在这里边拣选了提多。
The Lord chose an Onesiphorus.
神也拣选了亚南。
The Lord chose others.
他也拣选了。
To come in and minister and he received that.
来安慰保罗保罗在这里边就领受了。
Praise God, Paul was teachable.
感谢主因为保罗是可以
做教训 And because of that, he was able to say, I've learned to be content.
因为他是在这些经历当中他可以学习说我可以知足了。
Through the crisis of Paul's life,
记得保罗生命当中的各样的危机
he learned Christ.
他学习了基督。
Because as we said earlier, crisis reveals character.
因为我们提前说到基督是彰显我们里边的个性。
Remember the story back in John chapter 19.
我们记得约翰福音第十九章的故事。
This was when Jesus was before Pilate.
在这里边主耶稣基督在
And both of these men were in a crisis.
在这里边这两个人他们都是经历了一个危机。
We know the crisis that the Lord was in with the Calvary before him.
因为我们知道主耶稣基督所经历的危机是前面的加勒的十字架。
But Pilate was in a crisis too.
但是这个大祭司这个皮拉多他所经历的危机。
He didn't want to be there.
因为他不想在这
里。He was trying every way possible to get out of it.
因为他想从这些环境当中逃出去。
Both of these men were in a crisis.
所以这两个人他们都在危机当中。
But one because of a love of himself did one thing.
但是有一个是为着他自己的爱做了一件事情。
And one because of a love for others did another thing.
有一个是为着爱着别人他做了另外一件事情。
In Pilate you see one who loved himself.
我们看见这里边比拉多是爱自己的。
And he saved himself.
他要救自己。
In Christ that we see one who loved others.
我们看见基督是爱 世人的。
And he laid down his life.
他把自己的生命放下。
In the midst of that crisis, the true character of Christ and the true character of Pilate came forth.
在这个危机当中，比拉多和主耶稣基督，他们生命的本质都被显明出来了。
And in the crises of life that we find ourselves in.
在我们所经历的每个危机当中
The Lord reveals our character.
神也要把我们里边的生命的本质
Oftentimes in the midst of the crisis, we not, might not be too happy with what we see.
有很多的时候在这些危机当中我们并不是非常高兴看见我们所
面对 We might be embarrassed.
我们可能非常沮
丧 Oh my God, I thought I was a better Christian than that.
我们有时候想说我应该是比这样更好的基督
But actually it's the love of God revealing that in us so that he can deal with it and set us free of it.
乃是神他的爱把这些从我们显明出来
He loves us so much
因为他是何等的爱我们
He doesn't want those things that are within us to continue to torment us
他不让在我们里边这些罪要继续折磨我们
And he comes in and he sets us free of them
所以他要来到要释放我们使我们得自由
Because we see Paul was able to press through
因为我们看见保罗可在这里边可以竭力追求继续下去
He was able to go through that crisis
他可以经历这些危机
Through the crisis of his life
经历他生命当中各样的危机
Because he had that intimate relationship with the Lord
因为他和主有一个非常亲密的关系
It always comes back to that foundation
我们一直要回到这个根基上
Is he had that intimate relationship with the Lord
因为他和主有这样一个亲密的关系
And as he had that insatiable desire,
并且向主有一个永不满足的渴慕
he entered into that infallibility of the Lord.
他就可以进入到主这个绝对正确信实的事情
And all of this came about.
所以这些的因由
Because one day, Paul, who was doing his own thing,
因为有一天保罗曾经走他自己的路
had a living encounter with the living God.
但是他认识了永活的神
And he saw the infinite preciousness of the church to the Lord.
他看见了教会在神的眼里是何等无限的宝贵
And it's essential for us in these days.
这对我们今天来讲也是何等重要
That reality of the preciousness of the church to our Lord be recovered in our hearts.
愿神在我们心中恢复教会在他心中那个宝贵的地位
We look back at Paul's life.
当我们回头看保罗一生的时候
As weTo try to sum this up.
我们要来有些总结。
In the past, Paul was his own person.
在过去的时候，保罗是属他自己的。
His own self-life was governing him.
他自私的生命主宰他的生活。
His desires, his will, his own soul, his soul was controlling him.
这时候，所有这些自私的都在控制他的生活和生活方式。
But when he encountered the Lord,
但他遇见主的时候
and he saw how the Lord wanted to transform, conform him to the image of his son,
当他看见主是何等愿意把他改变磨成他自己儿子的形象
We see Paul going through the process of what's been referred to as the salvation of the soul
我们就看见保罗这里边经历了一个过程他成为是他灵魂的得救
I understand our brothers shared about that recently
我们相信我们的弟兄不久之前分享过这样
But in Paul we see one who experienced and went through the salvation of the soul
我们看见保罗他经历了他的魂的得救
he wasn't perfect
他并不是完美的
but he was pressing on
但是他竭力向前
his intimate relationship with the Lord
他和主之间这个亲密的关系
brought his emotions under the control of the Spirit
使他的情绪能够被控制在基督的意志之下
his insatiable desire for the Lord and his purpose
他向着主永不满足那个渴慕和他的目的
brought his will under the control of the Spirit
使他的意志能够被降服
No longer Paul's will, but he desired God's will.
乃不是保罗自己的意志乃是主耶稣基督的意志
And knowing of the Lord's that infallibility
他并且认识主是绝对正确信实的
brought his mind under the control of the Spirit.
使他的心思能够被控制
His mind wasn't wandering in all these other ways.
使他的心思不再去游离各个方向
But that mind of Christ was being formed within him.
乃是主耶稣基督的心思充满了他
That will, that emotion, will in his mind was brought under the dominion of the Spirit.
所以我们这里面看见他的情绪他的心思和他的意志都被带到基督的管制之下。
That he would testify for me to live as Christ.
他就可以见证不是他自己乃是主耶稣。
And it's no longer I but Christ.
不再是我乃是基督。
We see a man who was awake to the Holy Spirit within him.
我们看见这里边保罗他实际上的圣灵是一个觉醒的人。
And he was desiring to know more and more.
他心中有一个盼望能够更多的认识主。
Now we don't try to copy Paul's works or his life.
我们并不是在这里边想复制保罗的工作和他的生活。
But we learn from it.
但是我们要从这里边学习。
And we allow him to encourage us.
我们要借着这些来成为我们的激励。
That whatever we face today,
不论今天我们所面对的是什么,
whatever we're facing tomorrow,
不论明天我们所面对的是什么,
we could be encouraged by Paul to press on.
我们可以借着保罗他要继续向前努力追求来得努力。
What was Paul's ending testimony?
保罗他结束的见证是什么呢?
As we look back over at 2 Timothy chapter 4,
我们要回头看一下提摩太后书第四章。
As Paul was nearing the end of his race,
当保罗来到他生命最后的时候,
he still had a hope within him.
他里边仍然有一个盼望。
He didn't just, you know, Paul just didn't coast across the finish line.
保罗并不是在最后结束的时候慢慢的行走。
When Paul crossed that finish line,
但保罗来到这个最后的终点的时候，
He was running full speed.
他仍然是全力在外跑。
Because he knew that before him there was that crown of righteousness.
因为他知道在他前面有一个公义的冠冕为他存留。
He saw beyond.
因为他看见了超越。
He saw God's heart and purpose.
看见了神的心意和目的。
And he was pressing on to that.
所以他为着这个竭力追求。
Do we have that within our hearts?
我们心里面是不是也有这样的渴望？
Do we see beyond what's just in this earth?
我们可以看见超过我们今世所能够看
见。Do we see the great call that God has called us into?
我们看见神那个伟
Because there's that beautiful crown of righteousness for each one of us.
因为在那里边有一个非常美丽公义的冠冕。
That he awards to us for those that love his appearing.
为着那些向他爱慕他显现的人存留。
May we be those in this hour.
愿我们成为在这个时代的那些人。
As we have this relationship with the Lord.
当我们和主有这样的关系的时候。
And as we're captured by him.
当我们被他所捆绑的时候。
May we be used of the Lord to hasten his return.
愿我们成为被使用的器皿能够催出主的再来。
And be a bright light, be a testimony of Christ in the midst of darkness of this age.
愿我们成为这个时代黑暗时代的一个光，成为主耶稣基督明亮的见证。
We're thankful for ones like a Paul.
我们感谢主为着保罗的一生。
That can encourage us.
他这个可以成为我们的激励。
Paul's secret in life was that he was teachable.
保罗他生命的秘诀是他可以受教训。
And he learned of Christ.
他从基督学习。
May we have teachable hearts within ourselves.
愿我们的心也可以是可以被教导的。
To learn of him in these days.
要在这个时代学习主。
Let's pray.
我们一同祷告。
Lord, when we touch on all that you did in Paul's life.
主耶稣，当我们来分享到你在保罗身上所做各样的工作的时候。
We get a glimpse of the greatness of who you are.
我们看见了只是接一点点看见了你是何等的伟大。
And when our eyes are fixed upon you, we feel like we've touched so little.
但是我们当我们的眼光聚集在你身上，我们还是觉得我们看见的不多。
But at the same time, we feel like we've touched so much.
但是同时我们也觉得我们看见了很多。
Lord, continue revealing yourself to us.
主耶稣，我们求你继续把你自己启示在我们里边。
And may we have those hearts that are open to you.
愿我们的心向你是敞开的。
That your Holy Spirit would be able to teach us more and more of yourself.
愿圣灵能够继续能够教导我们，使我们更多认识你。
We desire to learn of you.
我们盼望着能够学习你的样
式。We desire to know more and more of you in the reality of your life.
我们盼望我们在生活的实际当中越多越多的认识你。
We offer ourselves to you, Lord.
我们把我们自己交在你的手中。
That the great work you have begun in each and every one of us.
你在我们每个人身上开始了美好的工作。
You would be able to complete to your glory and honor.
为着你的荣耀，为着你的怜悯，你要完成你的工作。
In thy name we pray. Amen.
奉你的名祷告。Amen.